Hi all, it's Matt, aka Sonic Maverick. Thank you to all of you who sent me messages or comments or tweets about my odd hard drive problem. I took the hard drive out of the eOmega caddy and I connected it. I've got a cable that lets me connect an external hard drive directly into the back of my main PC, and I hooked up the data and power cables to the drive and booted the desktop PC, and the same problem. So it's definitely not the caddy. There's nothing wrong with the caddy. The PC, the power connector, that this special cable that I have, is coming straight from the power supply of the desktop, which I would imagine is, you know, a bit more beefy than the one in the caddy that the drive comes in when you buy it. But it's still not working. So I'm now increasingly concerned, because on that drive I had sort of my music library and I had some work files and things as well. So I'm a bit concerned, really, because I mean I have quite a lot of it backed up around the place, you know, but it's not all in one place. So rebuilding a backup is going to be a pig. But there are a few things on there that I don't have backed up. I thought that drive was it. And I've been trying for a long time to find a cloud storage that would enable me to have sort of 2 terabytes relatively inexpensively with a very accessible interface. But Dropbox is so damn expensive and you can't stack them. So even if I bought 2 1-terabyte Dropbox accounts, I can't put one inside the other, you know, without that affecting the quota of both accounts, unless I take out a business one, which is really stupid money. So, and I know there are some other ones around. I think Google Drive is a lot less reliable in terms of the uploading and downloading and syncing, but maybe for file storage, Google would be all right. I did try Live Drive as well, which is a UK one, because they were giving 2 terabytes and it was a relatively, you know, good deal. But I found that their iPhone app and things were incredibly unreliable. So if anybody can recommend an amazing cloud storage provider that gives you masses of space and a really good Windows app and perhaps iPhone app as well, and it's a decent amount of money per year, and I'd appreciate it, because obviously Dropbox, 1 terabyte is the biggest you can get anyway. So I'm a bit stumped, really. From now on, I think everything goes in the cloud. I prefer to have my own control over it. And maybe I will get another NAS and backup as well as in the cloud, have my own. But the other thing I found with a lot of NAS drives now is that in order to access the NAS drive from outside the home network, you have to subscribe to their cloud service. So eOmega, which is, I think, now Lenovo, they have this thing where you can connect from using an iPhone app or whatever from outside the house. You can go down to London and access your files. But you have to pay an annual subscription to do that. And I've tried to find a way of forwarding ports on my router so that I could access it by bypassing their interface and not using their accounts, but you can't, or at least I can't. I'm not clever enough for that. So again, if anybody can think of a really good NAS drive that's very reliable, that I can just literally set up a gateway, you know, through my router and access my files just like it's Dropbox or whatever, wherever I am in the world, but it's running on my home NAS, I'd appreciate knowing about that too. I'm petrified that I might have lost a lot of stuff. I didn't think the problem was quite this serious, but it's been a bit flaky for a few days. Now all of a sudden it just won't start at all. So I'm hoping that I can, you know, work out some way of getting the data off it. I don't really want to pay for that. I mean, I know there's work files on there and I'm going to have to, but, you know, I certainly don't want to go through sending it away and all of that. I kind of want to just walk into a store in Reading and say, can you fix this or get the data off it, because I need it. I really don't want to be sending it to like a massive data recovery company and things. I could be there for months waiting for that. Anyway, look forward to your feedback. Cheers, guys.